The Translator by Nina Schiller, narrated by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Standing in the kitchen, munching on pickled cucumbers, watching a stray dog pee in his yard, Jiro hears something crash into the garage door. The entire house trembles as if it is about to fall off its foundation. He runs down the hall and yanks open the door. The electric garage door is broken, boards desperately clinging to the frame. Fragments of glass shimmer on the cement carport. The black Honda's engine is still sputtering, spilling gassy blue smoke from the exhaust pipe. And there is his wife, sitting rigidly in the driver's seat at a forward tilt, staring straight ahead as if she's pondering whether to plow into the wall. He rushes over to the car window and pounds on it. "Are you all right? What happened? Can you move? Open the window." Aiko doesn't turn her head. Her white-knuckled hands grip the wheel. He looks at her fingernails, which he's seen hundreds of times, but still he's startled that they are so severely bitten, exposing raw, pink skin. There is a moment of eerie silence, as if one world has shattered and another has yet to rise up in its place. Jiro can't think what to do. Pull her out of the car? Call an ambulance? Her doctor? Her self-inflicted paralysis leeches into him and turns him into stone. Last night in bed she told him again that her heart was punctured and her life was slowly dripping out of her. "What do you want me to do?" he said, not bothering to hide his frustration. "Hasn't she been talking like this for a year now? Tell me and I'll do it. I'll do it right now." Even he could hear the anger and helplessness in his voice. As if coming out of a fog, Jiro realized.